You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on the Lutheran Hour. It's titled, The Reach of Forgiving Love. Now here is Dr. Meyer.
My message today is about the reach of God's love. I'll tell you, God had to reach far to get into Donnie's heart, but God did it. Listen to what Donnie has to say.
One thing led to one other till I got so mad I cut a dude's head off. Does that make me a tough guy? I hope you don't think so. Do the tattoos make me a tough guy? Does my motorcycle make me a tough guy? I'll tell you what makes me a tough guy. God's word and the fact that I can stay out of trouble.
And God had to reach far to get into Frederick's heart.
I didn't have Christ on the street. When I got arrested for whatever the charge was, I was facing 25 years to life. And somehow God stepped in and gave me 25 months. That's a wake-up call.
Donnie and Frederick are prisoners. If God was able to reach into their hearts, then he can reach into any heart. If God's word about Jesus can reach into a maximum security prison, then God can reach you no matter what troubles you are facing now. What is making a prisoner out of you? Perhaps you are literally behind bars for some crime. God's word reached Donnie and Frederick. He can give you a whole new outlook on life. Perhaps you are a prisoner of substance abuse. You not only need counseling, but you need a special power to break that bondage. God's word about Jesus can do that. Perhaps you have been cheating with the company books. You're living in dread of being caught and the shame that is sure to follow. God's word can help you deal with what you have done. Perhaps you are a young person who has run away from home. The people who love you don't know how to reach you, and even if they could, you think they won't want you back. God's love is reaching out to restore you. And maybe you're not in trouble. Maybe it's someone you know, someone you love. Your son or daughter has run off, is caught up in a cult, is doing drugs, prostitution, whatever. Dear God, you think, I wish I could reach this person, but I can't. I'm here to tell you that your dear God is reaching out to them. He's reaching out to us all. As I said, if God could reach into the hearts of prisoners in a maximum security prison, He is able to reach any heart. I've been speaking this month about Luke 15 and the parable of the prodigal son. Today we see how forgiving love worked to bring him back to his father's house. Jesus said, a man had two sons. The younger son said to his father, Father, give me my share of the property. So the father divided his property between his two sons. After a few days, the younger son gathered his possessions and left for a country far away from home. There he wasted everything he had on a wild lifestyle. He had nothing left when a severe famine spread throughout that country. He had nothing to live on. So he got a job from someone in that country and was sent to feed pigs in the fields. No one in the country would give him any food, and he was so hungry that he would have eaten what the pigs were eating. A basic truth of the Bible is demonstrated here. The truth is that God lets us go off and do our own thing. If you and I choose to commit a crime, God does not stop us. If we choose to break any of His commandments, we can probably get away with it, but we won't get off scot-free. When we choose to sin, we can expect to reap the consequences of doing our will instead of His will. Ezekiel 22, verse 31 reflects this truth. There God says, I have returned their conduct upon them. Strange, isn't it? The beginning of God's reach for the lost is to let us experience that our way ends in a dead end, or a jail cell, or a pigsty. The parable continues. Finally, he came to his senses. He said, "How many of my father's hired men have more food than they can eat, while I'm starving to death here? I'll go at once to my father, and I'll say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and you. I don't deserve to be called your son anymore. Make me one of your hired men.'" So he went at once to his father. Romans chapter 2 verse 4 says, "It is God's kindness that is trying to lead you to him and change the way you think and act." The prodigal returned to his father with the hope of being received with forgiving love. And that's precisely what happened. While he was still at a distance, his father saw him and felt sorry for him. He ran to his son, put his arms around him, and kissed him. Then his son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and you. I don't deserve to be called your son anymore." The father said to his servants, "Hurry, bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf, kill it, and let's celebrate with a feast. My son was dead and has come back to life. He was lost, but has been found." Then they began to celebrate. The loving kindness of the Heavenly Father is pleading with you to confess your sin and let his forgiving love change your life. That's what we call repentance. Repentance is going to your Heavenly Father and saying, "I have sinned." Whatever your sins have been, you can go to the Heavenly Father confident that he will welcome you with his forgiving love. Would the Heavenly Father have sent his only Son into this world? Would he have punished Jesus for your sins on the cross? Would God ask, as he does in Ezekiel 18 verse 23, "Do I take any pleasure in the death of the wicked? Rather, am I not pleased when they turn from their ways and live?" Would the Bible tell us, as it does in 1 Timothy 2 verse 4, that God wants all people to be saved? Would the Spirit of God be sending out the message of forgiving love today? Would all of that have happened so that God should now say, "You are not welcome in the Heavenly Father's house"? No. All that God has done, and all that is recorded in the Bible, was done so that you will believe that there is a forgiveness for you in Jesus, and in his name you can have life. You can be sure that the Heavenly Father is reaching out to you. Listen to how Donnie describes it.
"Jesus brought me back to life. That's plain and simple. I was dead. I walked around in prison for 12 and a half years dead. And now I realize that I have a shot at life."
God reaches to the lost through people who themselves know the power of forgiving love and who want to share the word of Jesus with others. I want you to hear what a prisoner named Richard has to say. Richard was high on drugs and alcohol when a drug deal went bad and he killed two men. He tells an amazing story that demonstrates what can happen when people share the story of forgiving love.
"This lady began to write me, and I didn't figure this lady, you know, she had to be crazy or something to want to write me, you know, because she was the mother of the man I'd killed. And she wrote me and told me that Jesus had spoken to her heart and that she wanted to forgive me. On Thanksgiving Day 1980, I got down on my knees and said, 'If you can do anything with what's left, God, here it is. Here I am. If you can change me and do all this stuff that you say you can do, do it.'"
God did it. The word of Christ reached into Richard's heart with his forgiving love. And today, Richard is actively sharing that life-changing word with his fellow prisoners. If God can reach into the heart of a criminal in a maximum security prison, is there anything that can keep him out of your heart or out of the heart of someone you love? There is only one thing, only a hard heart, only an unbelieving heart, only a heart bent on doing its selfish will rather than God's will. That's the only thing that can stop the reach of God's forgiving love. Has that been your heart in the past? I pray that you will not reject God's kindness any longer. Listen again to Richard.
She began to visit me on a regular basis. I've confided in her about things, and God's used her to help nurture me and bring me to the place where I could understand what He was saying in His Word, and to realize, you know, that God's done a work. You know, He's not only done it in me, He's done it in her, and it's allowed the opportunity for me to share with others, and it's affected other people's lives. You know, gave them a hope where there wasn't no hope. It gave them a place to look where there wasn't nowhere to look. Jesus was that.
Psalm 51 is good for prodigals. It's good for prisoners. It's good for us all. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness. According to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the lives that you have reached with your forgiving love. Keep reaching us with your life-giving word, and may we share the good news of Jesus with others. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.